wherever you are, have a look down at what you're wearing. Have a look at your shirt, your skirt, your pants. Think about your underwear. Who made your clothes? Do you know? Do you care? Does it matter if the person who made your t-shirt was paid well? Does it matter if the person who hemmed your pants or skirt was working in decent conditions in a factory somewhere? There is a growing movement around the world on slow fashion and dressing with a conscience. And there are events happening this weekend as part of Fashion Revolution Day. To tell you more about it, Jane Milburn is here. She's a pioneer, I would say, in the upcycling clothing movement in Brisbane. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Rebecca.
Let's start with the question they ask on the red carpet, Jane. What are you wearing today?
Well, I'm actually wearing Upcycled by Textile Beat, and it is a shift, I guess, made from denim that were cast-off denim.
Yeah, so when you say a shift, we're talking about a sort of a long, flowy dress that is made out of old jeans.
Old jeans, yeah, and a jacket that I've used in the back. So I just collage them together and give the denim a second life.
You piece bits together? Yeah, I can see the belt loops up the top there on your shoulder. And what was originally a back pocket, I would guess, is now a front
piece. Yes, and I make sure there's one to put my phone in as well in the right place so that it's sort of down. I love running them down and across, particularly the tops of the jeans, because that way it falls better. But I just find them comfortable and easy to wear.
And it's less trying on the environment. Jane, you have been upcycling, giving new life to old clothes for well over a year now. And I remember when I first spoke to you the beginning of last year, I hadn't heard that much about this concept. Now it's a global movement, isn't it? What is Fashion Revolution Day?
Well, Fashion Revolution Day itself is marks the collapse of the Rana Plaza in Bangladesh, in which 1,133 people lost their lives on the 24th of April 2 years ago. And that was a watershed moment for the industry because those people who died were locked in there making clothing to meet an order in Western countries like ours, you know, making cheap, fast fashion so that we don't have to think or trouble ourselves about this. And so in response to the trauma of that, and there was some great reporting, a really good several great ABC documentaries on it. Four Corners is the name I was trying to think of. And when you really start to think about who we've outsourced our clothes to and the conditions they're working in, they're not always healthy. There was a recent fashion report that came out where, you know, they've looked at the supply chains and worked out who's doing a good job and who's not. And it's great to see some improvement. So Fashion Revolution Day is just a global movement of volunteers who want to, you know, harness fashion as a force for good.
So those terms like slow fashion and dressing with a conscience literally means slowing down and thinking, who made this? Where does it come from? Rather than just being in the shop and going, bargain, $7 thing,
yeah, that's
I'm
right.
going to take that.
I need that for the, you know, my event in 2 days' time. So you're just sort of buying and churning a lot, yeah, and not thinking about it. So I guess it's sort of a bit like the slow food movement where you're more conscious of it and you want to engage in the process a little more. And that's sort of where upcycling comes in. It's one way of being conscious about what you're wearing because you've got, you know, had a hand in making it yourself.
There was a report on the website mamamia.com just a couple of days ago where they named and shamed exploitative Australian fashion brands. They singled out Rockman's and Lowe's for what they described as ethically questionable practices. Is there evidence, Jane, that once people find out that particular clothing lines or shops do have some question marks, that people will actually change their buying behaviour based on that?
Well, I can't answer that question because I'm not a researcher, but I would hope that anyone, when they're a bit more informed about the facts of the matter, that they change and adjust their behaviour accordingly.
I think there was part of the information out of this report said many brands now produce in Bangladesh. And, you know, that has become the place where those sort of ready-made garment suppliers are. The wage for the average worker there, about $39 a month, and that is 75% cheaper than in China.
Mm, yes, well, see, the Chinese workers are demanding higher wages now, so that's why it's moved to countries where, you know, you can get labour cheaper. And you know, that's a concern. But, I mean, it's a global reality since we're living in a globalised world.
Yeah, well, even if we don't know for sure whether customers are changing their behaviour, one upside is that apparently about two-thirds of the companies that were named and shamed in the report have improved their labour rights and they've implemented codes of conduct.
So shining light, it really helps in many ways.
Jane Milburn is my guest. She is wearing a dress made out of old jeans, and I mean that in the most complimentary of ways. It looks fabulous. It's called upcycling. Jane is very much on board with this movement to get people thinking about who made your clothes. There are three events happening over this weekend to kind of tie in with Fashion Revolution Day. Tell us what's happening tomorrow at UQ.
Yes, at International House College, we're having a make and mend marathon. I'm working with Julie Hillier from Ministry of Handmade, and we've suggested to the residents, bring your clothes along, and we'll fix up the hems or sew on buttons just to give them, extend their life a little bit so that you don't need to rush out and buy something more, and also help educate them about Fashion Revolution Day in the process. Then on Friday night in Ipswich, there's a revolutionary fashion swap, a revolutionary clothing swap. And that's another way that you can continue to use the resources, because there's one thing to have the exploitative labour. The other thing is the exploitation of our environment through overuse, because we're producing these fibres and then we're throwing them out more quickly than we need to. So they're going to landfill or being wasted unless, you know, you can find another owner for them. And then on Sunday, there's a Recycle Expo on at Green Terrace in Windsor, and I'm giving a talk on dressing with conscience there.
Such exciting things happening in this area, and you are just riding this wave. Jane, good to catch up. If people want to find out more about the overall movement, fashionrevolution.org?
Yes, that's globally. There's a Facebook page for Fashion Revolution Day Australia New Zealand. If you just Google that, you can find local events. And there was a talk at QUT last night as well, and a few other things happening around Brisbane and Australia.
Jane, always good to chat. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.